This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Nick Clegg, Facebook's vice president of global affairs, wrote in a blog post Friday that at the end of this period, we will look to experts to assess whether the risk to public safety has receded. We will evaluate external factors, including instances of violence, restrictions on peaceful assembly, and other markers of civil unrest. On Facebook, Trump's suspension has meant that his account is essentially in Facebook jail, where others can read and comment on past posts, but Trump and other account handlers are not able to post new material. In January, Twitter also banned the former president for violating its glorification of violence policy, citing two tweets posted after the riots at the Capitol January 6th. May's jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly reopens. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After a sluggish gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Fauché says it's still a solid gain and expects hiring to pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts note there's still a disconnect between employers seeking to hire immediately and the unemployed who may be looking for better jobs, lack childcare, or are worried about getting the virus. The number of people working or looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Hong Kong's Victoria Park was mostly empty on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown Friday, except for the police, who stood warning people not to participate in unauthorized assemblies. Earlier, police arrested an organizer of annual vigils. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
36-year-old Chow Hang Tung usually helps organize Hong Kong's June 4th vigil, the world's largest vigil to mark those who died during the bloody crackdown. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Chow told Reuters this week before her arrest that June 4th was a test for Hong Kong of whether, quote, we can defend our bottom line of morality. Activists have called it a suppression of one of the city's most powerful symbols of democratic hope. On the streets, thousands of police were out on patrol to prevent people from gathering.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Iran's Guardian Council said Friday that it might reconsider the barring of candidates from this month's presidential election after Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said some of them had been wronged. Khamenei last month endorsed the council's rejection of several prominent moderate and conservative candidates for the June 18th vote. The prohibitions boosted the prospects of hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisi, an ally of Khamenei, though it also may dent the clerical ruler's hopes of a high turnout amid discontent over an economy crippled by U.S. sanctions. On Friday, Khamenei said some of the disqualified candidates had been treated unfairly. It was not clear if the Guardian Council will consider reinstating rejected candidates or just counter rumors about the vetting of them. Researchers are looking into whether a handful of cases of heart inflammation discovered in teenage boys were linked to their COVID-19 vaccinations. AP's Jennifer King has more.
A report published in the journal Pediatrics focused on seven teenage boys from several states who received Pfizer shots in April or May and developed chest pain within a few days. All were healthy enough to go home after several days in the hospital and were doing well, but heart imaging tests showed a type of muscle inflammation called myocarditis. Only one of the boys had evidence of a previous COVID-19 infection. The cases echo reports from Israel in young men diagnosed after receiving Pfizer shots. The CDC says they haven't determined if there's really a link to the vaccinations and continues to urge everyone 12 years and older to get vaccinated. I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.